We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chavav Amud Beis, and we are beginning approximately 8-9 lines from the top. Dorosh Rav Yitzchak, middle of the line, Dorosh Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. We had in the Mishnah a Machlikis, Rav Eliezer, and the Chachamim. If you have a Pekaka Chaloin, you have something that closes the window, could I put this in? Again, the windows those days did not have glass. They used to put, let's say, a piece of wood in there. So the Shaila was, can I put that in on Shabbos? Looks like Binyan, making a wall on Shabbos, making an oil on Shabbos. And most of oil could be for Rav Eliezer's Aser. So the Mishnah says that Rav Eliezer only mat there if it's tied and it's hanging. And then it's clearly part of the wall already. I'm not making it now. And therefore, it's mutter, it's tied and hanging. And the Chacham hold, according to Rav Abba, you don't need anything. All you have to do is prepare it for Shabbos, say, this is my window cover, that's enough. So Darush Rav Yitzchak Apischa the Reish Glusa Halacha Krav Liyaza. He darish in the Halacha Krav Liyaza that the only way you can use this is if it's kosher and if it's tali, if it's tied and hanging. Most of Rav Amram has a kasha. Medivreim Lamanu. It says in Gemara Kufnun Zayin, there was a story there, and we said we learned from that story. Shepaykakim, they allowed to fill up the window on Shabbos. Umaydidim veKoshim Shabbos, and you allowed to measure something, Tzarech Mitzvah on Shabbos, and Kaishim, you could tie something that's not Shal Kayama. That's what you learn from that story on Kufman Zayim and Aleph. So what do you see from there? You see a Maisa Rav, that you're allowed to be Paikin on Shabbos, and not like Rav Eliezer. Heck, you say Pascha Rav Eliezer, they need kosher Vitaloi, there has to be tied and hanging. It says there clearly you can Paikin the window without doing those, without having those two Tanoim, without having those two conditions. That was his kasha on Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Omle Abaye, ma daitech m'shuktoni stoma, because this brice later on, the story, it says stoma had a name, nagar nigur nami stomi. The mishnah we had Amud Aleph, we had a machlokes, the Tanakama Rav Yehuda, and the Tanakama there holds, like Rav Eliezer, like the Gemara said Amud Aleph, the Tanakama there holds, nagar ha nigrar, needs both kasha v'tolu, that's also stoma. So why do you think your story of the Reim Lamanu was better than the story of Amud Aleph. So because you can't pass like Rav Eliezer, we have a Stam Mishnah Amud Aleph that says a Tanakam, which is Rav Eliezer, which is doesn't say a name, so it means a Stam Mishnah. Sorry, Stam and Nagar Nigur, and it doesn't mean not a regular Stam Mishnah. It means since it doesn't say the name, it's Keilu there the Rabbim, and we pass like that Mandiyama more than the Rav Yehuda. So why is so sure a pass like that may pass like this? My daim shem zayin stoma, nagin nami stoma he. So I don't know. I feel a hachi ma'ase rav. It's still better. The Rav Aram's kasha is from that story was a story of ma'ase shahaya that they pass in lachol la'ma'ase. That's always stronger since they did a ovda lakula. Rashi says shmami no helkasi. Then we see it's halacha and therefore Rav Yitzchak. That's why Rav Yitzchak nachpas shver to say pass Rav Eliezer. We have a ma'ase shahaya that we didn't pass in like Rav Eliezer. Zok to mishnah vayta. Kisu Akeim just on base Achiza and Atolim b'Shabbos. And we'll see the Gemara's going to explain what the Machlokes is. Kisu Akeim just on base Achiza and Atolim b'Shabbos. Covers of Kalim that have a handle are allowed to be Metaltalim b'Shabbos. Amar Rav Yosi, Medvar Amur M'Kisu Kakoyis. When do you need a base Achiza? Is b'kis, when it's a cover of the, like a ditch in the ground that has a cover, like a manhole. Our Kisu Akeim. But if it's regular keli, it's a pat cover, that doesn't need a handle. That doesn't need a handle, it's not a shayla. And the Gemara will explain. Zok to Gemara. First Gemara tells us over the Rav Yechon we have before. This whole halacha that a handle will help, a base achiza will help make something into keli, only if it has a keli to gabi something else. But if it's not a keli to gabi something else, then it's not. It can't be called a keli. That's Rashi Shita. Tosfos argues on this. Tosfos holds that why should you need something else? As long as it has a basic chizah and it's used as a pat cover, that alone is a keli. Why do you need something else? Tosfos argues and Tosfos holds that it means Tosfos clearly it means it has to be prepared for a keli. It has to be set aside for a keli with a maisa. You have to do a maisa to show this is a keli. But and even if it's a pat cover, that's enough. But upon him, they're saying it has a clear layim. So now it's shver. What exactly is a machlokes on mishnah? If it's a kli, so if the cover is a kli already, so what could be the reason why would you need a pat cover? Why would you need a handle on a pat cover according to Tanakama? So the Gemara explains the kuli yama kisu kakoyes yosam bezachiza in iloi loy. If it's a manhole cover, which is a cover on the ground, then of course it needs a base achiza. There's no base achiza, then it's a shaila of binyan and zicha asa. In yosam bezachiza in iloi loy. Kisa kelim, a regular pot cover in your house, afikav, the inland base chizim, no handle, keep, that's also called a keli. It's granted klish machlis or a pat, but it's also called a keli. What's the machlekes? Ki pligi bekelim tavrinu v'ara, the chabrinu v'ara. You have a keli that you attach to the ground. Masav gazrinon, one man knows you're geyser, masav legazrinon, one man knows you're not geyser. And that's the machlekes if you need a handle or not. Lishtachrina, kipligav kisatana. It's the same thing, lishtachrina. It's just saying a different way of saying it over the same thing. Kipligav kisatana, we cover of an oven. The oven is attached to the ground. Marmadam la kisakaka. One man the yama compares it to kisakaka, and the other man the yama compares it to kisakala, and therefore it will not need a handle. Just like kisakala will not need a handle, this will not need a handle either. This will not need a handle either. First of all, I say, how do the Mishnah say where is this kubinigeya? Kubinigeya is the back of a toilet. The toilet has the back of it where there's water in the back of a toilet. You want to pull off that cover. So that cover is the chayra may be called a kisu of a karka, because pashas mechubal a karka, that toilet. I'm not sure if it's called a keli before, but since this keli is made, it only works to be attached to the ground, it's called something as a kisu karkais, and a shalos can take that off. The only way that would not be muksa is if it has a beis achiza. It's more than muksa. The reason why it has to have a beis achiza is show it's not binyan. So the only way that would be mutter is if it has a beis achiza. And it's very negik. I have opened that on Shabbos. It's an isser, it's binyan. If you take it off and on, it's an isser, binyan. So some of the Sfarim say that since it has like a ledge, it sticks out a little bit, that's called a beis achiza, and that would be mutter, that would be an example of a handle. Hadun aloch, kol akelim bli neda, finished the parak kol akelim, which handles a lot of yuju sayers and muksa, the olim is kedai rechazarova. Zok the new parak mefanim. Zok the mishnah. The aloch is, they inali b'tereach tircha on Shabbos. It's a tircha, the rabbanon of tircha. So zok the mishnah, mefanim afilo arba v'chomish kupay shel teven. Someone needs space for something, so he's let him move even 4 or 5 baskets of straw v'shel tefua or grain v'pnei ha'archim, because he has guests coming. He has his grain sitting in his dining room. He has to move it over. You let him move 4 or 5 kupays if the archim are coming. If you build a mishmeres, all you need it for a shear. Avaloyes ha'oitzer. But you cannot clear out an oitzer. And we'll see the Gemara 2 pshat and what that means. So halacha is, you let him move 4 or 5 kupois, shaltevin, shaltua, for archim, with marriage, but you can't move anything in the oitzer. Zok the mishnah vayit. Mefanim truma tahira. What's in these kupois they let him move? You let him move truma tahira, because truma tahira stam is royu for a kayin, and rasha is royu for a behemoth kayin. But a truma tameya is not royu for anyone, because a kayin can't eat it. And even you can't give it to your behemah either, Rashi says. Even if you hold it, you're allowed to give truma tameya to behemah in the weekday, but on Shabbos you can't, because halacha is, you're not allowed to be mevayer truma tameya on Shabbos or Yontif. And therefore, you cannot give it to your behemah. So dafka truma tahira is not muksa. Mefanim truma tahira, because we're handing it to shalot tircha, but you know, a prerequisite for tircha is it can't be muksa either. So mefanim truma tahira, v'demai, and demai also is not muk, so see why, k'viroi on Shabbos, see why in the Gemara in the next daf. Umay it's research to the Masai, umay it's research that truma was taken off of it, that sounds like pashut, it's pashut, not tevel. Umay it's a sheni v'hekesh niftu, you have my sheni and hekesh that you paid it, v'atormis, hayyavesh, v'shumaychel le'izim, and a dry bean, because it's royal to give to izim, some agaris machala aniyim, so all these things are not muk, so because it's a royal for something. But if these kupois, if these baskets have tevel, then it's muksa. Vloyas a tevel, vloyas ma'aser rishon shalom trumosoi. You can't move tevel. You can't move ma'aser rishon. Didn't take trum off it. Vloyas ma'aser sheni hekdesh shalom iftu, or ma'aser sheni and hekdesh. They weren't paided because I can't do anything with it on Shabbos. Vloyas a luf, vloyas a chardel. Luf is a type of bean and not mustard, because this is not royu for anyone on Shabbos. Rav Shimon Mila mati beluf. He's mate by luf, and Tais later on says he's mate by chardel. Also, why? Because Michael Irvin. It's food for ravens. I don't have any ravens. So Rosh Hashanah holds that kol bnei Yisrael bnei malachimim. We look at them like they are very rich, and rich people have birds in the house in cages, and they can feed them. Or in their gardens, they have birds. So we look at them like rich people, and therefore it's not muksa. Chavilei kash, bundles of straw, chavilei etzim, and bundles of twigs, chavilei zrodim, and bundles of a different type of reed called zrodim. And meskinu l'maicha behema. If you set it aside for maicha behema taltim, you can taltle it. And lav, if not, ain't metaltle. Why say why not? Because they are slated for firewood. Therefore, you can't be metaltle it. At kana mishnah. Now the Gemara is going to have to explain the first line in the Mishnah. The first line in the Mishnah, the first few lines in the Mishnah says, you let him find a four or five baskets, tzarech mitzvah, because of archim or bitul abes medrash, and but you're not the oitzer. Now what that means exactly, we have to see the Gemara. So the first Gemara says, hashtacham ishafanim, if you allow to move five baskets, arbam, but you have to tell me I'm allowed to lose four baskets? I'm allowed to lose five, I'm allowed to lose four. What's four or five? Om Rav Chista, it depends. If you only have in the oitzer five, in this place where you want to sit, you only have five kupois total. I cannot take out all the kupois. Why? Because if you take out all the kupois, you're going to realize that the ground is not so smooth, and you're going to come to smooth out the ground. Mashvagumas. Those days, the houses are made out of dirt floors. If I move everything, I look at dirt floor, I say, yeah, it's not so straight. Let me straighten it out. So therefore, you can't take out all the kupois from the dirt floor. Amar Rav Chista, arba mechamish. If you have five there total, you're only allowed to take four. You're only allowed to be found at four. Because the new problem, that mash v'gumas. But if you have a big oitzer, a big place, v'chamish v'oitzer gadol. If it's a big place, then you can take five. Because the maximum tircha you can do is five. More than five, it's too much tircha, you can't do that. And what does it mean, avloyas oitzer? Umay avloyas oitzer. Shlo yaschel v'oitzer tchila. If you want to clear out a storehouse to give a shear there or to put archim there, you cannot start it from, if it never was used that, you can't start that oitzer metchila. Why? Because the problem of muksa. Since this oitzer, we're not planning using this Shabbos, so that stuff there, even though it's good stuff, very edible stuff, but since it wasn't planned using this Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's muksa. Money Rabbi Yehuda, we had before, Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, a bunch of times, Rabbi Yehuda is machmer al muksa. He holds, it's not mucham before Shabbos, it's muksa. It wasn't prepared for Shabbos, muksa. Rabbi Shimon holds, no. As long as it's edible and it's good, it's on a kiaf, it's not mucham. That's what Shimon holds. So this Mishnah, according to Rav Chista, is Rabbi Yehudi, the Islay Muksa. So again, let's chazer Rav Chista sheet again. Rav Chista holds, there's three steps in the Mishnah. It says 4-5, means like this. If it's the total of this Oitzer, the place where I'm clearing out, only has five, I only can take out four, because I can't clear the whole thing out, because I might be Master Gumas. If it has 30, 40, it's a big Oitzer, then I'm not going to have Shah Master Gumas, I can take out five, but that's it. More than five is too much Tircha. Avaloyas Oitzer means I can't start an Oitzer. If nothing is ever touched on this Oitzer, I can't start it on Shabbos because it's Muchach that I was planning keeping this for a while and it's not Muchan for Shabbos. That's Rav Chista's Pshat of the Mishnah. Shmuel has different Pshat. But Shmuel Amar, Arba V'chamesh means Kedamri Inshi. It's a way of speak. And really, you could do even more than five. You could do 100. Arba V'chamesh means, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's just a way of talking. You can do as much as you want. There's no Shaila of Tircha when it comes to guests and it comes to Bitlbeis Medrash. V'boya fil tuvanami mefanim. You can do a lot. Umay av aloyas oitzer. What does it mean, loyas oitzer? Shlo yigmar kuloi. Loyas oitzer here means you shouldn't finish the whole oitzer. You're allowed to take 20, 30, but if you have 35, you can't take out 35. Because dilma osi lash v'gumois. Because again, if you clear out the whole oitzer, you might come to mash v'gumois to see it's not so perfect and you might smoothen out a dirt floor. Avaschuli maschva, you let us start the oitzer. Money Rav Shimon here, less than muksa. Going with Rav Shimon doesn't hold a muksa. So it's like it's Rav Chista and Shmuel. If his armor is going to Rav Yehuda, going with Rav Shimon. And the machlekes is what avaloyas oitzer means. Does it mean I can't start the oitzer? According to Rav Chista, I can't start. According to Shmuel, of course I can start. And according to Rav Shmuel, loyas oitzer means I can't finish with oitzer. Which the truth is that Rav Yehuda agrees to, Rav Chista agrees to it, but he learns that's the case of chamesh. Arba v'chamesh. You only can take out four if it has five because you need to clear it out. So it's a big machlokes is how I learned the Mishnah. You have Chista's pshat and you have Shmuel's pshat, how I learned the Mishnah. And one of the nafkaminas are, if it's Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda. Another nafkamina is if you could take out more than five kupois. According to Rav Chista, you can, in Vashum Eifin, can't take out more than five kupois because too much tercha. According to Shmuel, you can take as much as you want.